Christian greetings this morning. It's a privilege to be here. I often start with the verse, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. I have come to this community many times. I don't have any record how many times I was here. But the drawing part was my brother. And he was 3 years older than I was. And we were fairly close. But when I was young, he gave his heart to the Lord. And Christian life was more serious to him than it was to me. I remember one evening I responded at a Mennonite revival and went up front and they prayed for me, but there was no counseling really. And later he was talking to one of his best friends, and I wasn't eavesdropping, but I guess they didn't realize how far their talk went. But I heard him tell his friend, he said, he must ask him a question. And he said, well, it hasn't changed him as much as I was hoping it would, me. And we spent a lot of time on the phone together. And depending on what I would say, my family would say, were you talking to Robert? And if something happened, that people he knew or I did something stupid, I'd call Robert and tell him. And of course, he made a lot of those goofs, but he never kept them to himself and shared them. I realize he's not here this morning. But one reason that I am here is his family that God blessed him with. I want you to know that's a blessing to see them, know them, and know they want to be faithful to God and to faithful to the teachings of their home. In the Sunday school class, a brother made the comment something about we need help, our community. We have one of our ministers at home frequently. He has six children, two sets of twins. But he frequently will say, we need a community to build a home. And we need one another, and what a blessing. So I'm glad to be here. Maybe it's the last time, I don't know. I'd like to turn to 1 Peter chapter 1. I think we have a lot of criticism about Peter sometimes. And Jesus rebuked him. And he asked him three times if he loves him. But I think 1 and 2 Peter is evidence that he's going to do all in his power to make the gospel known as God gave it to him. And that's just such a blessing to me. And even one place he says he's even going to make it after his departure, make it like the printed word, that we still have that instruction. I think we were just talking this morning, Mary and Arlene, I think it was around Tuesday morning or late Monday night, around 11 o'clock or so, when Robert passed on. At 3 o'clock Monday afternoon, he called me. Voice was very weak. And he said, Benny, pray for me. And I tried to encourage him, and several other times he'd call me. And then when Jenny was very sick, I had called one of the sisters to see how she's doing. He said, well, she was just here. You call her. So I did. She went home to rest, but she hadn't done that yet. And so I read the scripture to her, 1 Peter 1, the first 8 verses. And then later I shared that with Robert as well. But I'm just so blessed by this scripture. And I remember the family talking. I was going to ask some questions, and I didn't get that done. But I think if you're present when a loved one is passing on, Sometimes we kind of look for something as an evidence that they knew the Lord or the Lord has taken them home. And I remember when my stepfather-in-law, he wasn't always that pleasant, but when he got sick, it was amazing how loving and caring that he was and how much appreciation he had for the help that we tried to give him and his family. Anyhow, when he was drawing his last breath, he couldn't hardly breathe anymore. And he would say it in German, "Heimgeh, heimgeh, I want to go home." And all of a sudden, his eyes went back, and he just looked to us like he saw something. And that was it. That was the last breath. And after Robert's passing, you know, in spite of the fact that I knew he was right with God, there were things, you know, you kind of wish you could see some evidence of a little bit. I want to read this 1 Peter chapter 1. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontius, I don't know why somehow those words don't want to come. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory of the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, ye love, in whom though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Isn't that a powerful scripture? And, you know, if we believe that, and I was, like I said, I kept thinking of Robert and his passing, and I was reading in the Old Testament, I was reading in the book of Joshua, and all of a sudden I saw a verse that I had never recognized before. Joshua chapter 21, in verse 44 it says, "And the Lord gave them rest round about, according to all that he sware unto their fathers. And there stood not a man of all their enemies before them. The Lord delivered all their enemies unto their hand." Now it's verse 45 that I really treasure. "There failed not aught of any good thing which the Lord had spoken unto the house of Israel, all came to pass." Isn't that beautiful? The promises that he gave to the children of Israel to leave Egypt, it says all that came to pass. And we as his children, we can claim 1 Peter chapter 1. And that's such a powerful blessing to me. I asked Murray if it's inappropriate to share this, and he didn't think it was. Like I say, we often call back and forth. This has been maybe 3 years ago. I'm not sure how long. But one morning I get a call from Brother Robert. And it was fairly early in the morning. And he was talking away, you know, like he did. And finally he said, "Where do you think I am?" I said, "Well, I don't know where you are." He said, "I'm in the hospital." He said, had to get the rescue squad to bring me in. We talked a little while longer, Then I said, where do you think I am? He said, I don't know. I'm in a hospital. And we both had went in the same night. And I think it was a little later in the night from the emergency room, they took me in. Well, they didn't give the nurses much instruction. So first thing I know, the door opens up, and here they come with a plate of food and a cup of coffee. So I took care of that. I'm not even sure if I was quite finished. There was a knock on the door, and in comes a man with a wheelchair. And he said, doctor's orders, I came to pick you up to take you to take a test. And then he said, did you drink coffee this morning? I just got finished. Uh-oh, we'll have to wait 24 hours. Well, I'll tell people that was the most expensive cup of coffee I ever drank in my life. And of course, Robert called me to check on me, and I told him what happened. And of course, I had to stay overnight. And I think it was the very next morning he called me, and he said, well, I'm not going to let you outdo me. He said, I had breakfast this morning, and the doctor came in and said, I want to take you a test. Did you eat yet? And he said, yes, I did. And so he had to stay in another 24 hours. So I'd say that's kind of unusual. There's one more verse I'd like to share with you. Verse 25 of 1 Peter 1. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Praise God that we have his word, and so freely. I was blessed at the amount of young men, young sisters you have sitting up front here. We have some that we're in a stage where we have more young children coming on, but not so many young people. I've been told that young people are the church of tomorrow. I disagree with that. They're the church of today and leaders of tomorrow. You are tremendously important. And I want to share this as well. Robert's family is a blessing to me. And they're teaching. They're loving their children, loving their spouse. I don't know of any testimony in our world today that is as powerful as a Christian home with Christ as center. God bless you.